We'll start.
Quick, everyone, talk as quick as you can before it happens.
We start by muting Rebecca, and then I'll mute everyone
else. Yes, first things first.
Same.
Okay, right. Hopefully you can hear me. Give me thumbs up to say you can at least hear me. All right, wonderful. Well, welcome everyone to our Antioch community meeting for today, the 26th of April. We are about to start week 6 of lockdown. Well done, everyone, maintaining your sanity in all of this. So what are we going to do today? So today, as we've done in previous times where we've been all together, we will start with a time of worship. I'll give a short orientation in a minute and then hand over to Anthony and Julie, who will lead us with that. Then, as I said in an email earlier this week, we've got no talk, we've just got sharings. So the first thing I want to do is thank all of those who offered to share, and I had to go back to them and say, thank you, but we're full. So I'm pleased we actually had more people asking to share than we had space, which is great. So that even in these difficult times, people have still got things to share about what the Lord's been doing in their life. So that's going to be the central part of the meeting. And we've got, I've reduced it to eight sharings for this afternoon. Then after that, we'll have some time for intercession, and I'll lead us through that. And then we will conclude. I suspect it will be somewhere around about 5 o'clock or so when we finish, depending on how things go. Okay. So let me start by just giving a little bit of an orientation, and I'm going to hand a short orientation and hand over to Anthony and Judy, who will lead us through the worship time. I don't know how you found these sessions when we're all together. My honest answer is I have found them a little mixed, to tell you the truth. The positive thing is seeing everyone and all the faces and all the interactions and seeing everyone in their own little environment. And that sort of, there's a lot of fun, a lot of joy in that. The worship times I find in and out, there's some things that work really well for me, some things that don't work well for me. Sometimes I find it a little bit more distracting, and sometimes I find it really, really good. But it really varies. And maybe that's just me, or maybe some of you can say, yeah, I think I'm in a sort of similar position. But one of the things I was thinking about today was that worship is actually a decision. It's a decision and an action of the will. In other words, it's something you choose for first and foremost, and then it becomes an action. But it's first something that you choose for. And in that sense, even in sort of all the positives and the negatives, what I would say, this is something for us to choose for, to enter into. And this, of all the seasons, of all the times of the year, this, if you might say, more than any, is the time for us to worship, because this is the season of our salvation. This is the season of our redemption. This is the season of our joy. That for the next, well, depending if you're a Western Christian, which most of us are, or if you're an Eastern Christian, you've got another week on top of us. But for all of us, we've still got probably about another 30 something days of this before we get to Pentecost. So this is more than ever the season for us to make that decision, that choice of will, of mind, to worship the Lord. So my encouragement to everyone is, as we enter into this time of worship, let's make that a free will offering, right? This is our choice. Our choice to say we're going to worship the Lord with all the, maybe the things that we would not prefer given the environments we're in, but we will choose to worship the Lord in these environments, give him the honor and the thanks and the praise that he's due, and thank him for the gift of life, of new life that we have in Jesus Christ. So let me hand over to Anthony and Julie. You got it, guys?
Yeah.
All right, over to you.
So as Dan said, let's fully engage where we are, and we encourage you, if you want to play along, if you have a guitar or a ukulele or an instrument, to play along. I know it's funny and strange, but it really helps to participate. And through the songs, please mute, and maybe after the second song, unmute and we'll just pray, and we can hear each other praying, and that will help us to worship God as we are.